T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, it is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. What a special day it is, not only for us at WBEN, but for all of America, as David Bellavia will receive the Medal of Honor at about 3 o'clock today. And we will cover all of the festivities. You're not going to miss anything. Keep it right here on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Oh, yes. You can tell the excitement. There is lots and lots of it. In fact, the people going the extra mile to congratulate David. There's a front page ad in the Buffalo News from Wester congratulating David with a picture of David from the Wester Automotive Group. That's Scott and his folks there. So thank you for that on behalf of David. Certain lights are going to be turned on in his honor. So it's really a very special day for all of us.
So there's several businesses that I have seen pictures on social media, display with the business displaying its thank you to David. And I think that is super cool.
Well, I think David is getting this medal well-deserved. He's also getting it in a timely fashion, because we had an interview with someone who received from Rochester, who received the medal during Vietnam. And it was not so rosy when he came home, and there were all kinds of problems. But it's totally different now as far as our appreciation for the military. We have a great appreciation for it. It's the most trusted branch. It's not officially a branch, but it's a group, let's put it that way, the most trusted group we have. And it ranks above the Supreme Court, and it ranks above the judicial and the executive and the legislative by a large margin. So coming in with an appreciation for it, and then hearing above and beyond the call of duty. And David has been so generous, as he should be, to his fellow comrades that were in it with him. But David is showing a remarkable humility. And I don't know him as well as you do, Tony, but it seems very genuine to me.
It is, because he's always been like that. I can go back to when I first met him. In fact, Tim told me a little bit about David before we met. So when David came in, and I believe he was filling in for you the first time I met him, a remarkable person.
How about that right there? A Medal of Honor winner filling in for me. You know how that enhances my career? I cannot tell you.
Including the time when we went to a caller that was sound asleep on hold, and David kept trying to wake him up.
That's funny.
It was very funny radio.
You see him almost every day. I seldom see him because of our shifts. I'm gone by the time he gets here, and so I don't run into him that much. But if I didn't know him at all, if I had never met him and didn't know him at all, I'd comment on how remarkable his humility has been through all of this. But also, it's got to be tough for him, because everybody wants to hear about how he earned that. And I'm sure he said it. He doesn't want to keep repeating it over and over and keeping it there. I'm sure he had it tucked away somewhere. But it's like, in a minor session, it's like a band that had a huge hit, and now they want to move on, and that's everybody wants to hear the hit, and in this case, everybody wants to know how he earned the medal, And he's told the story very well, very emotionally, very you could put yourself almost in his shoes and think about how difficult that had to be. But he's a very humble guy.
The first time he told me about it, we got into talking about Fallujah and the battle. The hair on my neck stood up because I could not believe what he was telling me. And then recently, when we were talking, he mentioned that he's surprised that this was the one that is being singled out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and he mentioned a couple of other ones that are like, huh? My jaw hit the ground. Like, what?
Yeah.
You did what?
If I were interviewing him, one of my questions would be, you've recounted the story of how you, what you were awarded this for. What happened immediately after? Was there a little stand down, a little free time where you can grab a breath, get something to eat, get some sleep, whatever? I'd take it from that point on as an interesting perspective of what goes on in war.
I'll tell you what, it's no surprise that he, showering the attention with the guys that served with him, because when he would tell those stories to me, that's the way he would describe it, and most of it would credit would go towards the guys he was with.
Well, you're a coach, and you love football, and Buzzy loves football, and I love football. Guys that play football together have a strong bond. It's something special if you're on that team, okay? This is like that, except people are shooting at you. People are trying to kill you. There's a huge difference. But that thought of depending on each other, I think, is very, very important.
Yeah, exactly. And it just the way each and every member that we interviewed talked about David, you know, and the high regard they had for David.
Yeah.
And then you listen to David and the high regard he has for each and every one of them. I mean, it's a really good team. And again, I mean, these guys are so thankful for David, because as the guy we had on this morning said, I mean, if it wasn't for David, he probably wouldn't be here right now.
And David also said in one of his interviews that one day you're saving somebody's life, and the next day they're saving your life.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing thing. And talk about pressure, too. You're ducking bullets, and it's not like the bullets in the Westerns and movies where there's a ricochet to allow you to duck. The bullet is traveling faster than the speed of sound. You will never hear the bullet that gets you. And so think about that. I don't think you can think about that. You have to operate under extremely stressful conditions and operate with valor. No wonder this medal has such a high value. That's the best way to discuss it, of any kind of an award or a medal. I'm thinking this is the epitome.
You're talking about the closeness that you have as a group. And if you were not in the military and you're looking for just an example of what that's like, you no need to look any further than the Super Bowl Bills, and you see how they are now with each other. You know, Daryl Talley's with Bennett. Thurman is with Jim Kelly. They get together with Bruce and things like that. And you could plainly see the love that those guys have for each other.
And they come in for Kelly's camps and things like that.
And I just want to say, you know, David, it's not just the Medal of Honor thing. David's always been, as long as I've known him, someone who doesn't want to talk about himself. And you can tell when he's doing these interviews how he wants to talk about everyone else involved, everyone that helped him get where he is. Thank you, and thank Tom, and thank Tim for getting the money raised to get his friends there.
Amazing.
He rarely wants to talk about himself, and that's not just in this setting. As long as I've known David, that's exactly how he is.
So they say that the Army will want him to work on their behalf for recruiting. I think he'd be ideal for that. Because he seems to have loved the armed forces.
He mentioned possibility in that he would be tickled pink over his Green Berets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's heavy duty.
Yeah, it's all heavy duty. But anytime you're looking down the barrel of a gun, it doesn't get any heavier than that. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, we will start our coverage at 3 o'clock. I think the actual ceremony is going to be at 3:30. And it'll all be covered right here. No need to search around for it. It's right here on News Radio 930. David Bellavia getting a terrific award. You know, it has to be exciting. I heard them interview David's oldest son, who's 19, and he was saying one of the cool things is, first of all, he said when they were on the airplane flying to Washington, on each seat was a picture of David and information on what was going on with him. And they thought that was cool. And then from the airport, they had a motorcade a procession coming into the Capitol for wherever they were staying. I mean, that's, forget 19. I don't care what age you are. That's got to be the coolest thing in the world. Wouldn't that be something you would like? Of course, Tony would lower the limo. He would lower it and put really loud pipes on it.
Definitely.
Right, isn't that? Yeah.
Bigger engine, and supercharged.
Beamer would have a picture of the Bachelorette, whoever was still in the running at the time. But that has to be really cool. And then, you know, the White House, what do we see the White House? Unless there's a special like Jackie Kennedy had years ago, we generally see the Oval Office, the press room, and that's about it. But imagine going through all of the process of being cleared. I'm sure they even had to clear David for security. I'm sure they clear everybody. going through that and then being escorted into the Oval Office. Are you kidding me? How exciting would that be?
Yeah, it's off the charts.
Yeah, really. I was trying to come up with something. Everything else seems so blah compared to what David's going through right now, doesn't it? And I was trying to think of how David thanked his fellow co-people, co-workers. And I was trying to think of something that I could, assign to myself. And I'm thinking I owe you a big thank you, Tony. Remember that one time you saved me from a call from Rambo Jim?
That was I've saved you from lots of calls.
I mean, that's about it. You feel so unimportant, you know? But he doesn't want you to feel that way.
I'm still hoping that the Buffalo Bills do something for David.
Oh, they got
And
to.
I know that they don't have to, but, I mean, you're looking at anybody that knows David knows what a huge Bills fan he is. And I just think it would be so awesome for him to go out and like, maybe at halftime or something like that. And a thank you.
Sabres, too.
I mean, anything like that,
yep.
I think would be amazing.
Throughout the first pitch?
Yeah.
Not with the Sabres.
Maybe lead the Bills out of the tunnel, I think would be cool. And what a great thank you to David to allow him to be part of something that
I think it'd be
loves.
Terrific. I think the crowd would love it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I do too.
So it's such a high just being in the town here right now and just being a part of it by proxy. Maybe you've talked to him on the air. Maybe you've met him at the grocery store. Who knows what? But the bottom line is I think it raises us all up.
Well, last night we had a game, and before the game I talked to several of the parents who are regular listeners to WBEN, and they are so excited for David. And it's the first thing they want to talk about. What time is the coverage? Yeah. You know, am I going to be able to get it here or there? Or they'll just want to know about David. I think you see the excitement throughout the community, as you mentioned.
Now, one thing that was interesting yesterday in the video, he did not look like a guy about to get the highest honor the country has. He looked, you know, really dour, and I think it's because he's reliving what he had to go through over there.
You have to believe that he's blown away at this point.
Oh, yeah. You talk about sensory overload.
Yeah. I mean,
how
do you cope with that?
I mean, you'd be the A celebrity in any restaurant you ever went into. He's going to get all the good tables, so if he invites you out to dinner, go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and he'll probably pick up the tab, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Even better.
I wouldn't make him.
Make him what?
Pick up the tab.
No, no. I want you to pick up the tab, not him.
Good. I was hoping.
No. All right, good. You to. No,
got a happy meal with his name on it.
Exactly. With extra fries if he wants them.
All the fries.
Absolutely.
He wants. But you know what's sad, though, Sandy? Yesterday, Fox was airing the video portion of the press conference. And the nut jobs that are out there that were taking shots at David, where do these people come from? I mean, what closet do they slither out of?
Well, you have to remember one thing, is that the norms are gone. All of the things that we learned as being the proper thing to do, the normal thing to do, the right thing to do, are gone. They're just gone. There are people who, no matter what the situation, They're just alternative. They are the opposite of the normal reaction you would expect. So after a while, you get used to that. You get used to people wanting to stand out by being contrarian. They learned a long time ago that if you're contrarian, people pay more attention to you than if you go along with what would be normal behavior. And that's why I think a lot of them do it. It's asinine to think that somebody who is fighting for our country and willing to put their life down for our country could be criticized in that role at all. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it blows my mind away.
Yeah, but hey, we see it here on a different scale, but we see it where there are normal things happening and people take the opposite position that seems incomprehensible to us. But we learned differently. But how many people have you heard in the last, say, year or 2 years say, I'm glad I'm living now because I wouldn't want to be around in 20 years or 30 years or 40 years because of the way the country is going?
Yeah, not just the country, humanity in general, I think, is headed for bad times, if not disaster.
Well, it seems like once you lose your set of values and your set of normals, it's tough to get proper guidance because we don't understand the other side.
And you don't see it coming back.
No, you really don't. Yes. Oh, you're just looking at me?
I'm just taking it, yeah.
He's gazing at me. Did you see that?
I can't. I blocked
my
computer.
He's gazing.
Is gazing allowed?
He wants to slip a cheap promo in for The Bachelorette or something.
No. Look in the company handbook. I don't know if gazing is allowed.
Not a cheap plug for The Bachelorette. Just want to say congratulations to Amherst native Brooks Orpik, who is retiring on a great career.
All right. Let's take a break, and we'll start the show with, strangely enough, your words to David, with special invitation to people who have worn the uniform or who are wearing the uniform. Any branch, be sure to tell us what branch you served in as you give your best wishes to David Bellavia today. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You once and I'll ask you twice. Oh, I love this. Rolling Stones. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Today is the big day. At 3 o'clock, we will begin broadcasting the event where David Bellavia, our own David Bellavia, we all feel like we adopted part of David. We want some of David to rub off on us, I guess. That will start at 3, and the actual ceremony will be at 3:30, and everything is right here. No need to go anywhere else. And so I'm asking your words to David Bellavia. And if you have worn the uniform, or if you are wearing the uniform, if you are, have ever served in the U.S. military, we'd like you to tell us so that we can, so that we would know that and pass that along. So your thoughts, whether you're a civilian or military, but especially military, for David Bellavia, because there are some things we just kind of take for granted. They come into our head and we know what they mean, but we don't have the time nor the inclination to delve deeply into what we just said, okay? One is beyond the call of duty. That's what this medal requires, beyond the call of duty. So to be beyond it, you have to know what it is. All right, what is it? It's your willingness to die for your country. That's the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate price. That's what's expected. Beyond the call of duty is beyond what I would expect most of us can comprehend, okay? And now you think about it, traditionally we think about it with the military, where people are shooting at you, and sometimes you don't even see the people shooting at you because there could be missiles, all kinds of things coming from a distance. But the bottom line is there are other agencies and groups and whatever that take the same risks. I'm thinking of police and firemen and a lot of first responders. Remember in 9/11 when the building was coming down and people were running out of the building knowing that if they didn't get out of there, they might be dead. Who was running in the building were the firemen and other first responders. So we have to remember that it takes a special kind of courage to put yourself on the line. How many of you or how many of us would have gone into that building? You have to think about it. These people do it willingly. Same thing with police. Police get a report, some man with a gun, maybe high on drugs, who knows what. They go into the building if it's a shooting situation. We had one example of a cop that didn't do it, and now he is a pariah. I mean, he is he's totally denounced by any fellow policeman. Remember the one that didn't go? He stood down. He said that was not the time. It was a school shooting. It was only within the last year. So that's so unusual not to run into gunfire that he was picked out. So in a military situation, there's a term called the fog of war. And I guess if you've not been in the military, you wouldn't quite know what it means. But I think that if you were in the military, you'd probably conjure up a picture that it's so overwhelming with noise and smoke and imminent death that there's so much going on, it's almost hard. I'm always surprised when they can recount specific situations because you have to have a singular focus on what you're doing or it may be the end for you. So if you really think about it, our police do that sort of thing, and our firemen and definitely first responders do it. It takes a special kind of person. That's why if you've served in the military, I'd like to know it. And if you served, especially in whichever group you're in, we would like to know that too. In fact, I have one here. I got a bunch of them already. This one says, "Best wishes to David Bellavia from John Porpora, USMC, that's United States Marine Corps, 1984 to 1988. So 4 years a Marine, proud member of the Marine Corps. Would like to congratulate and wish best wishes to David Bellavia from John Porpora. Let's go to, I think he's ready, sure, Terry in Texas. Terry, I know you were in the service at one time.
Yes, sir. I was just up the street from where David served, just a little bit different timing there in Ramadi. I mean, all this is, really amazing, I think. I can only imagine what's going through David's head. Obviously, I don't know him, but, talking to him on the radio and listening to him, and, we trade a little bit of correspondence via email sometimes, just, little stuff. I mean, it's got to be a whirlwind of emotions for that guy.
What branch were you in, Terry?
I was in the Army. I was actually, there's two parts to the Big Red One or the 1st Infantry Division. There's one that comes out of Germany, and then there's the one that I was in from Fort Riley, Kansas, which they're the same unit, essentially, but just stationed in different parts of the world.
When you hear David talk, a little unwillingly, but when you hear him talk about why he got the medal, does that bring back any memories of serving overseas?
I don't think you forget any of it. I don't think it ever goes away. Kind of just like I think you kind of alluded to, just kind of tucking it in a drawer somewhere. But for veterans, and I'm sure for Vietnam and Korean War veterans and, the World War II veterans and things like that through their lifetime, I mean, you see things, smell things, and it'll take you right back to the battlefield in a heartbeat,
Wow.
So I can, I mean, for me, like, trash on the side of the road is a big one. I immediately think about, like, an IED. And I'm sure David has things like that, too, as every, you know, veteran does. But, I mean, I'm super proud of him. I really like that he talks about, you know, his love for veterans and how he feels and what his intentions are for that. I know that he's super, super humble about it. But I couldn't think of a better ambassador to speak on veterans' behalf because he's like, yo.
Yeah, I think he's going to be really good at that because, A, he has a love for the military. He is very articulate, and I think he'll be really good for that. Let me ask you a question. After serving, you know, in uniform and you come back, especially if you've been in battle conditions, doesn't civilian life seem unstructured and sloppy and you wonder why they can't run civilian life like the military?
No, I don't necessarily think that because it is kind of what you make of it. I mean, companies and things like that, some of the things that I noticed off the top were like, you know, when I started out working in the civilian sector, you know, the things that people complain about or, you know, I say cry about, they're always crying and whining and stuff. I think in the military, you learn more of a improvise and overcome kind of thing. And then for me, a big one for me has always been like, you know, I'll be like, if I'm having a long day at work, I'm like, well, at least I know I'm going home instead of being on a 19-hour patrol. Or, yeah, this customer's mad at me right now and they're yelling at me, but at least they're not shooting an AK here. And that brings it down real quick. And sometimes I'll joke around. I never try to play the veteran card, but when I do work with coworkers and I hear one of them complaining or they ask me if it's been a long day, you know, I'll say something to the effect of, well, I used to run around in 80 pounds of gear in 130-degree weather in Iraq, so this really ain't much. And that usually just shut them up. Yeah, like, oh, well, I don't want to talk about that then, you know.
I would think you've got it by the tail. Thank you, Terry, from Texas, and thanks for wearing the uniform.
My pleasure, sir.
All right, bye-bye. We'll be back with more. Your words for David Bellavia. And let us know if you've worn the uniform or if you wear the uniform. Let us know what branch. So we had a Marine and an Army so far, and we'd like to hear from all of you. Maybe we'll hear from Ken Hamilton representing the Navy. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
I don't want to live the rest of my life telling war stories. I don't want to talk about that night. But the award is more important than I am, and the Army is more important than I am. And there's a lot of people, this message of serving your country is more important than anything I have to say. So that's what keeps me grounded, but it's not easy at all.
The big event will be today at 3 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 3. The actual process begins at 3:30. So you won't want to miss any of that. Your words to David. Your words to David, now, they're for civilian or military, but if you are military, either current military or former military, if you've ever worn the uniform, let us know, and we'd like to include that in the best wishes for David. And so far, we've got one Army and one USMC. And here's a couple more before I go to the, okay, wow, we're getting a lot of these when they scroll in. Okay, so glad to see David get the recognition that he deserves. I served in the Army during the Vietnam War era. The worst part was coming home to a country that spit on its veterans. This was disgusting. I mean, I lived through this. I was on the air when this was happening and just angry as can be. We couldn't even wear our uniforms when we were traveling, commercial, or when we were home on leave in order to go out. It caused a problem, and they knew you were in the military. Yeah, see, can you imagine that happening today? Because, I mean, I can't see it, because even the groups that are very anti-this and anti-that have a respect for the military. All right, let me see. Jeff Dunbar, USMC, 1990 to 1994. Congratulations to David, a true patriot. Let's go to Al on a cell phone. Al, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Al. You have a word for David?
Yeah, I'd really like to congratulate David. I mean, he's an outstanding young man. I was United States Navy in the Cold War era from 1970 61 to 65. And I was part of the naval blockade of Cuba, a very tense
era in
our history. But my hat goes off to him. I'd serve next to him any day of the week.
Navy, and you're the first Navy person. And thank you for that. And I thank you from David. I appreciate it. Navy, U.S. Navy. My uncle Bruno was in the Navy. He was on a minesweeper. My uncle Harold was Army. My father was Army. My father was Pacific Theater, I meant to say. And my uncle Harold was right in the middle of it in the landing in France. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's see. Your words to David, and if you were in the service or are in the service, we'd like to know that. We got a ton of these on the line, but they're scrolling faster than I can see them. All right. Oh, I like this one. Rock steady, David, from the 75 Ranger, 204 to 208. You embody the creed, never shall I leave a fallen comrade, and Rangers lead the way, so does David. Oh, very nice.
Cool.
That's very cool. Let's mark that down for the Rangers. We have these elite groups within all of the services. As far as I'm concerned, they're all elite groups.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it so many times, the rivalry that's within the military, Army versus Navy, who has the best dress gear. But one thing, they all come together and respect one another. I was following a thread. I believe they were 82nd Airborne and giving David props, and it was really cool. You could tell they were military guys with a lot of the inside lingo and things like that. But the respect part is pretty awesome.
When I was in Hartford, there was some event coming up involving the 82nd. And I had a group of them, maybe around 12 of them, as I recall, in my studio in Hartford, WDRC. And just being around these guys was invigorating. It was they definitely did not lack self-confidence. And they earned it, I'll tell you. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.